North Carolina is one of more than two dozen states suing the U.S. Department of Agriculture to stop a pause in SNAP benefits tied to the federal shutdown. The suspension is set to begin November 1st if Congress doesn't act. Here in western North Carolina, Manna Food Bank serves as the region's main food distribution hub, supplying hundreds of local pantries and helping families connect with SNAP and other food resources. BPR checked in with Jennifer Lutz, Manna's Chief Community Impact Officer, about how the organization is preparing for the possible pause. Jennifer, for listeners who may not be familiar, can you give us a quick refresher? What exactly is SNAP and who relies on it here in western North Carolina?
Well, SNAP is a supplemental nutrition assistance program that more than 90,000 of folks in our western North Carolina region participate in. And think of it this way. This is maybe $200 to $300 that a family has available to them on an EBT card every month. So Manna supports our neighbors in applying for SNAP benefits. We have an incredible team and a food helpline that walks neighbors through the SNAP application, helps them apply, and then helps them with the recertification process.
Getting back to that couple hundred dollars a month a family may receive, that can run out pretty quickly. So that's where Manna steps in to supplement SNAP, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, big picture, SNAP provides 9 meals for every 1 meal that a food bank provides. Manna both distributes food directly across our region, but also through partner organizations. And so those are those food pantries that you see across the region. So while they're holding their own distributions, typically Manna is supplying the food.
So with the end of SNAP funding days away, I imagine you have been seeing that need grow.
Yeah. So Manna, even before the government shut down, we're seeing close to almost 200,000 visits a month. Now that in this month of October, we're hearing and looking at close to a 15% increase on top of that. We expect even more in the month of November should SNAP benefits not be available.
When did it really feel real for you all? Was it, and what was it, an email? Help us understand how that played out.
I think the October 24th, really when USDA suspended all November SNAP benefits, was when it really felt real. We knew it was a possibility, but hearing it confirmed that benefits will not be released in November told us that all the things that we had been planning for, we need to start enacting, you know, which includes getting additional food out to our communities, ensuring that our counties that have high rates of SNAP enrollment are especially supported right now, and making sure that our neighbors have information and access to local food pantries in lieu of SNAP.
What communities are really on your radar?
Certainly some of our more rural counties across western North Carolina. We know Swain, Graham, Transylvania, Madison, McDowell counties are all ones that have very high SNAP enrollment rates. We're talking 20 to almost 30% of the population. And so that means that those communities in particular are going to be affected should these SNAP benefits not be released come November 1st. And that's going to create a huge strain on those communities already rural, already trying to work to get food out in mountainous terrain. And so please think of those communities as well when you're thinking about this upcoming time and how you can help.
Funding-wise, and where does Manna's support come from, and is there any government support that it will be there or not be there going forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so funding-wise, we're proud to say that a majority of our funding comes from individual donors, but we certainly also have government funds that we've not seen yet to date.
So embracing that and the fact that Manna and food banks help provide 1 out of 9 meals for SNAP recipients. Are you able to fill that gap?
I think that's the toughest question. And how we think about this is that Manna and our partners are built for moments like these, for these emergency crises, and we are going to continue to be here for our neighbors. Man has been part of this community 42 years. We've faced all kinds of challenges, and our team and our partners are so committed and resourceful. And so, you know, we'll get through this too, but it is going to take a community to do that. And so we're going to need everyone's support to make sure our neighbors are fed.
Jennifer Lutz, Chief Community Impact Officer with Mana Food Bank. Thank you so much for taking the time at a time that I know is very busy for you all.
Thank you.